Sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. In a few moments, you'll meet the first family of Shakespearean drama, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Redmond, known professionally as Anthony Redmond and Gwen Corey, but known to their legions of fans as Tony and Gwen. When he is Anthony, she is Cleopatra. When he is Othello, she is Desdemona. When he is Caesar, she is... But you get the idea. Tony and Gwen are about to bridge a bizarre dramatic gap in an unusual play by Tony Aries entitled No Traveler Returns, wherein, as Shakespeare might have said, time is out of joint.
My cause aright to the unsatisfied.
Never a production of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, nears its end. As Hamlet, Anthony Redmond seems curiously ineffectual and distracted tonight. In the wings, Gwen Corey, who portrays Ophelia, and Margaret Farrell as an attendant, await the final curtain anxiously.
What's wrong with him? I don't know, Miss Corey. It's worse than last night. He stumbled over lines. He nearly missed an entrance, and his dueling moves were way off. Oh, thank heavens it's about over.
My story. Oh, I die, Horatio. The potent poison quite o'ercrows my spirit. The rest is silence.
Now cracks the noble heart. Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels. Sing thee to thy rest.
Well, that's about it. We better get ready for curtain call. Tony's on first. We've got time. They're booed. Oh, no. Poor Tony. Look at him. He's furious.
Most needs to be quiet.
Oh, good Lord. He's going to speak.
Gentlemen, and I use the terms advisedly, I have been performing Shakespeare for almost 20 years. And I would like to congratulate this audience for being the most discourteous collection of barbarous boors ever to disgrace the name of theater. May I humbly suggest that on your next theater party, and there can be no other word to describe your outrageous socializing, you frequent some inane comedy or musical endeavor so profusely produced right down the street. And now, I bid you good night. And may flights of demons prod you to the exit.
They're dropping the curtain. It's about time. Tony? Tony, open the door.
Oh, the fair Ophelia.
Tony, something's wrong. You were slow in cues. You were
all... Nonsense. I've got a little headache, that's all.
Phil Stanley is here tonight. He'll be furious.
Producers are incapable of behaving any other way.
Tony, what the hell do you think you're doing? Last night was bad enough, but...
Rabble!
Yeah, well, that rabble pays your salary and mine. This is going to be in every paper in town.
Phil, he's tired. The long tour before coming into New York...
No excuses, Gwen, please.
Right, Tony. An actor has no excuses. I'm replacing you, Tony.
What?
You can't replace me. My contract says...
Read it, Tony. The small print about conduct and cause...
Words, words, words.
Phil, you can't mean that.
Tony, maybe the tour did exhaust you. It's time you took a rest before you collapse. You and Gwen go away for a while. Take an ocean cruise. Go to Europe. Relax. When you come back, you can resume the run.
Tony?
I don't see what all the fuss is about.
Oh, Tony, let's do it. We've been talking about a trip to Europe for years and never had the time. Oh, Tony, let's go.
Is that what you really want, my darling?
Oh, yes.
Well, who would replace me, Phil?
Mark Eldridge.
Just till you get back.
Mark Eldridge? Oh, surely you jest. Mark Eldridge and Shakespeare are incompatible. I've seen him do Hamlet. He tears a passion to tatters, and he paraphrases. Do you believe that? You can repeat, you can delete, you can rearrange, but you can't change Shakespeare. He is unacceptable.
I'm sorry, Tony. He's already signed.
Oh, so what, darling? We don't have to see him. Let's take a whole month. Oh, it'll do us both so much good. What do you say, darling?
I say, we better get changed. I have the feeling you're about to pull airline tickets right out of your bag. And we wouldn't want to miss that plane, now, would we?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll be patient just a little longer, you'll be in the next tour group. Please wait here on the castle steps.
They're busy today. Are you all right, dear? Is your headache gone? You look a little pale.
All gone. I'm ready for the next cathedral, the next museum, the next country.
You know, Tony, of all the places we visited, I love Denmark the most. It's so clean and fresh and friendly. And isn't it a gorgeous day? How many times we've talked about visiting Hamlet's castle at Elsinore, and we finally made it. What do you think of it?
Well, it's rather larger than our stage set.
Now remember, darling, no soliloquies from the parapets. The tourists wouldn't understand.
Nonsense. They'd love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready for your group now. Thank you for being so patient. Just follow me, please. Please stay together so we don't have to send the ghost of Hamlet's father out looking for you. Watch your step in the entry, please. Everyone here? Then we'll begin. Along the walls here in the lobby, you'll see the trappings and accoutrements of Hamlet's time. The armor, weapons, mail, clothing, and household effects. Hanging on this wall is a rapier, a sword such as Hamlet might have used in his duel with Laertes.
I don't think I could lift that thing.
Ladies, I hope you wore your low heels because we're about to ascend to the higher level, or platforms as Shakespeare called them, to the highest point on the castle, the parapet. There are certain sections of the castle where you must stay within the ropes. This, of course, is to protect you...
Gwen, my headache is coming back. I don't really feel up to climbing those stairs.
I've got some aspirin. I'll see if I can find a drinking fountain.
No, that's all right. You go with the others. I'll join you along the way.
Oh, look, there's a bench over by the wall. I'm sure the tour won't take long. Why don't you just sit here and I'll tell you all about it.
Fine.
I'd better join the group then. See you soon, darling.
The worst one yet. No need to worry, Gwen. I'll be all right in a little while. They do go away eventually. What? Something's happened. It's gone. No more headache. How do you like that? Fast as it came? Well, I'll catch up with Gwen. Now, which way did she go? Was it this staircase? I'll ask one of the guides. Funny, there's no one around. Where did everyone go? Hello? Is anyone here? Gwen? I'm sure she went up these stairs. They can't have gotten very far. Yes, right up here. Now, which one of these corridors did they take? The guide mentioned the parapets. More stairs. Looks like it's going to the top. Yes, here we are. Gwen! There's no one here. Where did that fog come from? There wasn't a cloud in the sky. Gwen! Somebody! Answer me! Who spoke? Is there someone here? Yes, there, in the fog. I can see something moving. Who are you?
Mark me!
Angels and ministers of grace, defend us. It's the ghost. The ghost of Hamlet's father. Someone is playing a trick on me. Oh, this phony fog. They used too much dry ice. How did they get it so cold? Wait. I thought it was strange no one recognized me. They're probably watching me from somewhere to see what I'll do. Well, they don't play tricks on Anthony Redman. Oh, no. I'll show them. I'll speak to the ghost as Hamlet. Be thou spirit of health or goblin damned, bring with thee airs from heaven or blasts from hell. See? It leaves. Well, I guess that got him.
Okay, you jokers. Come on out. You didn't fool me for a minute. Ah, there. Someone coming through the fog. I knew I'd flush them out.
Good, my lord. How does your honor for this many a day?
Gwen, where have you been? I've been looking all over for you. Are you in on this, Gwen?
Gwen?
Now, why do you look at me like that?
Thou knowest my true name, my lord, Ophelia.
What? Now, stop this. You're Gwen, my wife. We're not in a play now. We're on vacation.
How do they do it so fast? The people gone? The fog? The air bites shrewdly. It is very cold. I'm chilled to the bone. Don't they know I'm not dressed for... Wait. My clothes. It is not alone my inky cloak, good mother, nor customary suits of solemn black. God in heaven. I'm wearing Hamlet's costume. That's impossible. I'm asleep. Yes, that's it. I'm dreaming. To sleep, perchance, to dream. Aye, there's the rub. Phil was right. I'm overworking. I'm even dreaming about the play. Or am I dead? For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come? Death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns. Is this death? Or have I been transported in some way back through the centuries to Hamlet's time? And this isn't a dream or death, but real. Gwen?
Ophelia, my lord.
Okay, okay.
What is the import of okay, Lord Hamlet?
Well, never mind.
You are too much of the sun, my lord.
That's my line.
Though yet of your dear father's death the memory be green.
Yes, the king, my father, he was murdered.
Murdered, my lord? 'Tis given out that sleeping in his orchard a serpent stung him.
No. No, that's what my uncle Claudius would have us believe. He killed my father by putting poison in his ear. Then he married my mother, the queen.
How knowest thou this?
The ghost told me.
Ghost, my lord?
The ghost of King Hamlet. He spoke to me. It's all in the play, don't you understand?
Play?
Yes, of course. Shakespeare's play.
Shakespeare?
You are speaking lines. Don't you realize that? It has all been written down for you.
I know not whereof you speak, my lord Hamlet.
But you're not following the script. Don't you know one does not tamper with Shakespeare's lines?
My lord, I do believe my father beckons. I must away. I shall pray for you, dear Hamlet.
Nymph, in thy orisons be all my sins remembered.
Your speech is passing strange, my lord. Good morrow, sir.
Ophelia, wait. I've got to tell you what happens. In scene 5, you go mad. In scene 6, you drown where a willow tree grows aslant a brook. Your father Polonius has been killed in the queen's chambers while spying on me. I mean on Hamlet.
She really believes I'm Hamlet. If only they all knew what was in store for them. At the end of the play, they're all dead. Polonius, the king, the queen, Ophelia, her brother Laertes, all dead. And what if I am doomed to play out the role of Hamlet to the end? Then by Laertes' sword, I too shall die. No, no, I'm not Hamlet. I'm Tony Redmond. Maybe I can change things. Yes, I know everything that's going to happen. The king's plot to kill me, the poisoned wine the queen drinks by mistake, the venom foils. There's no need for me to die. If I tell the queen, my mother, everything will be different. That's it. I'll merely change the ending.
Mother! Mother! Now, mother, what's the matter?
Pan Then that thou hast thy father much offended.
Mother, you have my father much offended.
Come, come, you answer with an idle tongue.
Go, go, you question with a wicked tongue. Come, come, and sit you down. You shall not budge. You go not till I set you up a glass where you may see the inmost part of you. I've got to get away from these lines.
What wilt thou do? Thou wilt not murder me. Help, help, ho!
This is where Polonius is behind the drapes. How now? A rat? Dead for a ducat. Dead by my rapier! Thou wretched, rash, intruding fool, farewell!
Phil! I've killed Phil! What was he doing behind the drapes? It was supposed to be Polonius.
Phil, get up. You're a producer. You can't act. Phil?
Oh, what a rash and bloody deed is this.
Mother, listen to me. Good God, I have got to ad lib. Your husband, the king, my uncle, plans my murder. There will be a fencing match between Laertes and myself. Laertes will choose an uncapped sword and put poison on the tip. If that doesn't work, the king will offer me a cup of poisoned wine. We've got to change the ending. Will you help me?
This is mere madness.
Will you help me? The stage is set. The queen has done her work well. This will be the first performance of Hamlet with no bloodshed at the end. I have manipulated the actors and action like puppets to my bidding. Shakespeare was right. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Oh, no, that's not Hamlet. That's As You Like It, Scene 7. Oh, hell, what's the difference? I wonder what old Will would think of my new ending. I will be held blameless for the death of Ophelia's father. Phil, I know that wasn't really you. It was all part of my dream. But most important, I will live. But now, for the match. There's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough-hew them how we will. Here is the hall. I can't wait to see Laertes' face when I say, "Give me your pardon, sir. I've done you wrong. But pardons, as you are a gentleman." I'll really milk it. Here we are. What's this? Something's wrong. They're all here, but they're all dead. My mother, the king, Laertes, dead. Nothing has changed at all. I arrived too late. The scene has already been played. Here, too, lies Hamlet. No. No, it's not supposed to be this way. This is not the way I planned it. Hamlet, forgive me. Well, oh, this is not Hamlet. This is me. How can that be? I'm still alive, and they are all dead.
All save one, my lord.
Gwen?
Ophelia, my lord.
No, you're not in this scene. You drowned in scene 6.
But here I am, my lord, and with Laertes' foil, and I shall pass with my best violence.
Gwen! What are you doing? This is not the way it happened. No, don't! Go on!
Let me through! Let me through! Let me through! Tommy! Please stand back. This is my husband.
I'm afraid there's been an accident.
No, no, no. Tommy! Tommy! Oh, what happened?
The sword somehow came loose from its hanger on the wall. It went right through him. He's dead, madame.
No, no, no. I just left him here a few minutes ago. Tony, Tony!
Madame, please, come away with me now. I will call the authorities. Here, let me help you.
No! Wait, wait. Just a minute, please. Now, cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince. And flights of angels, sing thee to thy rest.
Traveler returns, featuring Ted Darmes with Joe Leffingwell, Pat French, Paul Herlinger, and Griff Cadnier. It was written and directed for Crisis by Tony Aries and produced by yours truly, Jim French.